99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. It's a Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Eve. Any way to get the F word in there, right? It's Eric McElroy in the morning. Michelle Spring is over in the newsroom. So happy that we're joining you today, and you're a part of things as well. What is this white stuff again out there? It's crazy, the change in the weather, just like 30 minutes north from Canton to here. It's just nuts. Hey, if you want to join us, it's easy to do that. You can send an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Also, text us or call using the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. We're streaming all the time on the all-new, available-to-you and revamped WTUZ.com. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. Don't you forget Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. So much coming your way today. It's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Somebody will be winning $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover. Also, we'll share a few laughs, keep you updated with the latest local news. There are a few delays out there for some local schools. We'll run down those here shortly. If you want to see them now, they're up on our social media accounts, again, Facebook and Twitter. More of Your Kind of Country next on 99.9. 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring along with you. Chilly out there. The coldest day so far of 2019, although we're, what, like 10 days into it. So we still have some time to improve on that statistic. There's Michelle's lovable laugh over there.
Hey, thanks.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's chilly.
Yeah. Is there an echo in here? I'm just kidding.
There is. Sorry.
Echo.
Echo. I just looked at my watch and it's 21 degrees out.
But the kicker, but it feels like it's 11.
No.
It most certainly does.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm.
That bat phone you just heard was Ken Snyder.
Oh.
He's here. We'll hear from him after Michelle's headlines. Go ahead, Michelle.
A second raccoon found in Warren Township tested positive for the rabies virus and is causing concern among health officials. The Wednesday confirmation from the Ohio Department of Health brings the total number of positive cases to 4 in Tuscarawas County. The second positive case in Warren Township was in the area of Henderson School Road. In state headlines, police say a man doing donuts in a brand new Pontiac G8 struck a power pole in Ohio, sending him and his two children to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities tell the Dayton Daily News the man was doing the stunt in a snowy parking lot in Riverdale Wednesday afternoon. Police say the man apparently lost control and hit a live power pole. For more local and state headlines, you can visit us at WTUZ.com.
School, business, and organization closings are brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover.
We have a few two-hour delays this morning. Claymont City Schools, Canaan Valley Local Schools, and Indian Valley Local Schools are all on a two-hour delay this morning.
It's insane, the weather from even just 30 minutes north to here. I mean, everything at my house is covered. I mean, covered in snow.
Really?
A dusting, yes.
Wow.
My car was covered, sidewalks, porch, deck, backyard, can't see the grass, all of it.
Ugh.
And then I'm driving down here, and as soon as I get into Tuscarawas County, it never fails. It never fails. It's just mind-blowing.
Slipping and sliding and all over the place?
It's mind-blowing, the stark contrast between Stark County and Tuscarawas County. No pun intended there with Stark and all.
Oh, my God.
Ken Snyder is here. Hi, Ken.
Morning.
Haven't seen you since last year.
A long time ago.
Been a while, Michelle. It's been a while for this guy.
It's been a while.
You are the official spokesman for not only our local John Deere dealer, Keister Implement, but also the official spokesman for Rod's Donuts and Diner. And we appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I hope you're getting compensated because the delicious donuts that we get probably once a month from Ken, it just makes it all worth it.
Ken keeps Rods in business over there.
Oh, for sure.
So.
Yep. For sure.
But I appreciate doing it.
Yeah, hey, yes. You'll have to take maybe Michelle one day. I know she she has a hard time finding Rods, which is on Main Street in Uricksville.
I'm directionally... Wait, what's the... What's the word?
Inclined?
Yeah. No, not inclined. Am I inclined?
Starts with an I, but I won't say it.
There incompetent. Yes. I'm directionally incompetent. That's the word, Ken. It's cool. It's cool. I mean, I know how to get to 77, and that's all I need to know.
It's all that matters.
Right.
And you can't leave breadcrumbs to take her home or the ducks will eat them.
That's right.
True.
That is a true story.
That
there.
That is so true.
Hey, Ken, if you're wondering why myself and Michelle look so maybe camera ready today and and picturesque, if you will, it's picture day today. Say cheese, Michelle.
Say cheese. I still have to do my hair, but I mean,
yeah, I still have to do my makeup. So
I got some in the bathroom for you.
Great, great. I need a little. I need a little moisturizer cream before it goes on.
A little some powder. Cover up.
Deodorant.
Deodorant. That's right, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I heard that last week.
Yeah. I am now keeping a stash of deodorant in my car and in my purse just for Eric.
Is it a good invisible solid antiperspirant?
It is. Great. And you know what? I actually went shopping the other day for deodorant and I thought, should I get another one for Eric? And I'm like, no, don't be like that. You're just, no, don't do it.
Deodorant's one of those things, if you buy it for somebody, you're like, well, why are they buying me deodorant? In this case, I would know why you were.
Right.
But say if I never used your deodorant before
that would be weird.
And we never had that convo.
That'd be offensive.
Buying deodorant for someone, that would be offensive, yeah. It's like buying somebody a loofah and a body wash. Like, here you go.
Here, you need this.
Don't know how to tell you this.
Right.
But ever.
Wouldn't, I know.
This body wash wouldn't fit in your stocking, so.
I thought you could use it.
Here you are. Lather, rinse, repeat. Anyway.
That was my fault for getting on that.
No, it's fine.
Don't worry about it. Hey, last night at swim classes, it was a disaster.
Oh, yeah, you said he cried the whole time.
The whole entire time.
Like, as soon as you got in the car?
Yeah, because he was kind of like, where's brother? Where's mom?
So
you know what I mean?
He's really sensitive.
Yeah, he's a sensitive. Jackson, he's a sensitive. Much like his dad, a sensitive guy. He has a heart. But he's crying the whole time there in the pool, which is crazy because, like, 2 weeks ago, we went to Great Wolf Lodge.
Right.
And the dude was all about that water life. And then we get into the little duck pond.
Fake ducks?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just called the duck pond, friendly. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cute.
But, yeah, it was a disaster.
Like, even with the other kids around, he wasn't, like, interested?
Wasn't as crowded as the night before.
Oh.
But, yeah, even with the other few children around, he wasn't having it.
Now, did you go solo parenting, or did...
Yes.
I took him. Wow.
I know.
It's rough, man.
And I got to experience a good old public shower and bathroom again, which is...
Isn't that the worst?
Which is great.
Ugh. God. Now, wait, are your kids still in diapers? So they have to be like in swimmer,
whatever they call them.
Yeah, those things. Ooh.
Those fancy swim diapers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sounds fun.
We actually have matching ones. I wear the Finding Nemo ones as well. Bigger size,
that
obviously.
That really doesn't surprise me.
Bigger size.
Cute. Right. I'm not too much bigger.
Yes.
I'm sure.
It's always hard to find Nemo on those. On those stupid jokes.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Ken, I want to ask you this. Being the Cleveland sports fan and nut that you are, what do you think of Freddie Kitchens?
Oh, I think it'll be great.
Freddie Kitchens, new Browns head coach. I guess they're going to have the press conference today. Michelle, what's your thoughts on Baker and the Kitchens, if you will? See what I did there? Baker and the Kitchens.
Yes. I don't know. I kind of feel bad for Greg Williams.
Yeah.
I feel like here was what I said yesterday on Facebook. I said, I don't understand a franchise who has literally had years of a losing streak. Years. This isn't just like 1 year.
Right, yeah.
2 years. Years.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy comes in and he's proven that he's winning games. I don't know. I don't know why you would let him go, but hey, who am I? I just work in radio.
Right, right. Michelle, remember and Ken, you were probably watching that night, but... We were at our draft party, okay?
Yes.
Which was held at Bottoms Up there in Strasburg. And the Browns obviously had the first pick. I didn't think they were taking Baker. I don't think a lot of people, really, up until the last 24 hours leading up to that draft, I don't think anybody really thought the Browns were going to take Baker Mayfield. Then there were some rumors the day of. I really didn't believe it. And then it happened. All right? Mm-hmm. It took him. And I was shocked. A lot of other people were kind of shocked. Basically, long story short, I'm trusting John Dorsey. He made that pick. He made multiple other picks in that draft that seemed to be working out okay. So if this is his choice, this is his guy, I think I'm going to live with it. I'll be okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm good.
I don't know whether he was really a head coach or not. I don't think so.
Freddie Kitchens?
No, I think he is.
Oh, okay. You mean Greg Williams?
Greg, yes.
Yeah. He's an NFL lifer. He's been in the league like 30 years.
Oh, see, that just hurts my heart for him.
Yeah.
That's me being a sensitive Sally.
Yes.
You know, I just feel bad for him. I root for the underdog. I don't know. Where's he going to go now?
I don't know. He's been relieved of his duties. He won't be back with the Browns.
Cincinnati.
He can join Hugh Jackson again. That'd be great.
Did I say that?
He could join Hugh again.
Has Hugh been named the head coach?
No, yeah. But he may be the
coach.
He
will be. You watch, because they're the craziest team ever. Like, why would you even hire him?
They're nuts.
I know.
Like, say, the Bengals watch football at all the past 2 years.
I don't think they do. I think they just watch their own teams.
Are they in the league? they've played us twice a year, so they had to know how bad Hugh Jackson was.
Where's he going to go now?
Greg Williams?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's unemployed at this point in time.
So, wait, they couldn't have found like a spot for him in the coaching staff at all?
Well, he was...
Or they didn't want him...
So he was the defensive coordinator going into the room.
Right.
Or going into the year, sorry.
Okay.
And obviously you had Hugh Jackson, the head coach.
Right.
And then you had Freddie Kitchens as the running backs coach, okay? So you had a whole bunch of firings, and then you get Greg Williams promoted, and we fired our offensive coordinator, too, that same day, so then they had to bring somebody in to call plays, and they moved Freddie up. He was coaching the running backs and moved him up to call plays. Now, if you said, Freddie, we want you to be our head coach,
yeah,
and Freddie gets hired, then you go to Greg Williams and say, Greg, we just hired your offensive coordinator as our head coach, but we still want to keep you around. Here's the demotion. You know what I mean?
But didn't he say initially, whenever he was named the interim head coach, that he didn't want to be the head coach?
Did he say that?
Yes. He made mention of that.
Greg Williams did.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure he would still say that, but
yeah.
Right, after a couple of games, I don't know. But I was really confused when this whole thing went down, because I remember him saying he didn't want to be a head coach, but I don't know why they couldn't have found a spot for him amongst the staff at all.
It just would have been weird, you know?
But if he didn't want the head coaching position, then it shouldn't have been weird, right? Yeah.
But he interviewed for it.
He did interview the first one.
Yes. Was he obligated to do that because he was the interim head coach?
He could have declined the interview. He could have said, no, I'm good, but he went along with it.
I want to know what's going on behind the scenes, people.
But they say Freddie Kitchens gets along so good with Baker Mayfield.
That is the key, Ken.
Yep.
But didn't Greg as well? No?
I think the relationship between an offensive coordinator and your quarterback is... When you're a head coach, you have to sort of oversee everything. You can't play favorites here and there, obviously. But I think Ken did hit on something. The whole relationship between...
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Lord.
Between Baker and Freddie. kind of played it. When you find the whole... What's the word I'm looking for? Chemistry, Michelle, like we found here.
Oh, yeah.
When you find that and you get that and you capture it, it's something that's hard to get, that chemistry.
Right.
When you find it, you gotta hold on to it.
And when it clicks, you better take it.
Boom.
I just hope that they made the right decision. I get nervous. You know the Browns. They always keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, listen, with Cleveland, you hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Like the Cavs.
Exactly. The who again?
You know what? We just had a texter bring up a brilliant idea. Tomorrow, that should be our poll question. Are we satisfied with the hire of Freddie Kitchens, or are you a little bit hesitant? What's your thought? We're gonna do that tomorrow.
Lanny, good call there. We should do that. We already had a couple others planned, but we can throw the...
Yeah, throw it in there. Why not?
Throw the Freddie Kitchens one in there.
Yeah.
All right. We know you have to go open up shop today. Keister Implement, powerful people, powerful products. One of those powerful people is Ken Snyder here. Is with us.
Thank you.
Make sure you need a pen to write Jerry up when you get in, since he's going to be late.
It's so usual. I just have a stamp
ready.
Stamp, gotcha. That's the easiest way to go. Just stamp it every time. Good call there, Ken. Ken Snyder again. Michelle, thanks. We'll chat with you again at the top. That is right. Of course, social media as well is where you can find some of these.
School, business, and organization closings are brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover.
We have a couple two-hour delays this morning. Claymont City Schools, Conotton Valley Local Schools, and Indian Valley Local Schools are all on a two-hour delay this morning.
All righty then. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Of course, always stay up to date, as she said, on the all-new and kinks being worked and ironed out, WTUZ.com. Hey, 50 years in August will be the anniversary for the original Woodstock. Woodstock,
wow.
1969. And apparently, it's going to be coming back for the 50th anniversary.
Really?
On some of the same exact dates where the first ever event took place in 19. So that was the first, right? I think 1969, first Woodstock, I do believe. Some farm in New York,
right?
State.
Oh,
no,
New
I think
York?
It was New York, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Did Woodstock, was it, how many years did it go on?
I don't think it went on for a long time. I know in 99 they had like a 30-year thing. But I don't think Woodstock was like a continuous, music festival that went
on.
I'm
going to look that up because I'm curious now.
Watkins Glen, New York is where it will be this year, August 16th, 17th, and 18th. Like I said, some of the exact same days the original festival took place back in 1969.
We were not here.
No, we were not. There's also a PBS special planned later this year about the original Woodstock. So for folks who maybe did attend it, and if you did attend, chances are you don't remember anything, you can watch that special and say, oh yeah, that person performed, or, so-and-so. Janis Joplin was there, or whatever. Jefferson Airplane.
Oh my gosh, those are such old bands.
Whatever the case may be.
It was only one year.
Yeah.
1969. That's
okay,
bizarre.
That's what I thought. Wasn't there one in 99, or did I make that up?
No, I think you're right. I saw 99 on here somewhere, but I lost it.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, big news in terms of, since we're on the music festival / tour conversation right now.
Yes.
Florida Georgia Line getting back onto the road. Here in 2019.
Yes.
Their new album comes out February the 15th, Can't Say I Ain't Country Tour, and they will embark on a 36-city tour this summer, bringing along with them Dan and Shay. How about that?
That sounds fun.
Tickets go on sale January 25th, and it's expected to be one of the hottest country tickets for the whole entire summer. So yeah, Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay. Morgan Wallen is on there as well, which is an up-and-comer in his own right.
I saw there'll be a Blossom this summer.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That will be August the 23rd at Blossom, the Can't Say I Ain't Country Tour. Ain't a word unless we're talking about country music.
Right.
Remember that. And August 1st, by the way, in Cincinnati as well.
Fun.
A few dates in Pennsylvania.
I really want to see Dan and Shay. I haven't seen them yet.
That will be, like I said, one of the hotter tickets to get throughout the summer.
Most definitely.
And if you are a loyal listener, you know we have our Summer of Fun each and every single summertime throughout those summer months where we hand out some of the hottest country concert tickets and other prizes throughout that season. And, I can probably predict safely that show will be a part of the festivities. Hey, also, this, a little throwback. This gentleman getting back on the road for the first time in many, 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 many years. His first hit was released 25 years ago this year. This is Tracy Byrd, by the way.
Oh.
Holdin' Heaven. He's teaming up with Mark Chestnut.
Oh, okay.
To go out on a huge tour, which stretches, I don't know how many dates, from February all the way through March, all the way through December.
Wow.
That's basically the whole entire year. Dude's going to be on the road. Now listen, it's not a huge tour like Florida Georgia Line, but still.
Right.
Tracy Byrd's been laying low for a while. And anytime we can pay homage to those 90 country stars, why not? Let me see here, Ohio dates. Winchester, Ohio, where the heck is that?
Where is that?
Also, I saw here Cambridge. He'll be in Cambridge, Ohio, at the Deerassic Classic.
Oh, nice!
At Winchester, it's the Red Barn Convention Center. If it's not a big red barn, then they really missed the boat on that one.
Okay, I'm looking up Winchester.
Yeah, where's that at?
It is, far away. Outside of, way south of Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cambridge is much closer.
Yes.
If you wanted to see Tracy Byrd. Beaumont, Texas. I've been to Beaumont. I was just looking through dates here. Anyway, so there you go. Touring news for you. You can plan your summer. I mean, that's one of the things to do in the summer. You have vacations. You have beaches.
And country concerts.
And you have country concerts.
Most definitely.
It all goes hand in hand. Get your coolers ready.
Yes.
Get them out of the garage. Blow the cobwebs and spiders. I'm trying to warm you guys up out there. I'm trying to do anything I can to comfort you. Will this help? I don't know. All right, it's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway, Michelle, which I'm sure you know now. Every Thursday, we hand out $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover. And today, the contest is now officially open. We'll let it run well into the 9 o'clock hour to let some submissions get in. The keyword is Pam's on the text line. But let us know who in your life deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers here in 2019. Again, $75 to Pam's Posies right there in Dover. Our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. The number is 330-339-9399. Again, keyword Pam's. And let us know through an uplifting story if you want.
Yes.
Or just simply, my mom deserves flowers. if you want to be simple. But let us know who you'd give these flowers to. A lovely arrangement from Pam's could be all yours.
And as always, for more local and state headlines, be sure to visit us at our newly revamped WTUZ.com.
We'll just run through these again real
school,
quick.
School, business, and organization closings are brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover.
We have a couple school 2-hour delays this morning. Claymont City Schools, Cannot Valley Local Schools, and Indian Valley Local Schools. Those are all 2-hour delays this morning.
Yeah, remember if you ever are in the need of course, of info like that, inclement weather in the area, school closings you think are coming, we have your back, folks. You can always see them on our website, WTUZ.com, Facebook, Twitter as well. They're all linked up there. So
there you go.
We were anticipating that. We even talked about it last night, didn't
mm-hmm.
we?
I said, I bet you it's going to be Indian Valley for sure.
Mm, you called it.
And Claymont, possibly.
You called those two, yeah.
I didn't anticipate Cannot Valley, but.
You are a fortune teller.
Well, when you live and grow up in the area, you kind of know which roads and which areas to avoid when it snows.
The world's richest couple calling it quits. You hear about this?
Right.
Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife Mackenzie announced they're getting a divorce after 25 years of marriage.
I wonder why.
You put in a quarter of a century with the same...
You might as well just finish it out.
You might as well just, you know... Live out your last dying days. No, a joint statement was released from the two on Twitter. Of course, that's where, you know, all news happens now on social media, seemingly. Whenever anybody wants to make a big statement or a address, if you will, they
Twitter
go right to social.
Is.
Exactly.
Right.
Currently, Jeff Bezos, the richest person in the world, only worth about $137
billion. Billion.
That's all.
Let's just emphasize the B.
Meaning this divorce could be, you know, a costly one.
I know. I want to know how much she's going to get. Like $1 billion?
A lot. We'll just say that.
Wow.
Some of the richest divorces of all time. I know this guy was up there. Tiger.
U-X-Y.
Now, what does Jeff Bezos, is he in with Amazon?
Amazon founder.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure, and I wanted to make sure I had my ducks in a row.
Yeah, I know Michael Jordan had one of the richest divorces of all time, like costly or most expensive, if you want to call it, whatever the term may be.
Dang.
So, yeah.
Where's the prenup? I bet you, well, he probably didn't know he was going to be a billionaire 25 years ago.
Yeah, I know it.
Wow.
I know it. When asked Jeff Bezos, do you want to be there in person to sign the divorce documents? He said, no, just mail them. Amazon founder.
Ha, ha, ha,
just ship them.
2 days.
To ship
I'll get
them
it
back.
In 2 days.
Yeah, really, he said, I don't care when they get there.
Oh, you're funny. That is kind of crazy.
Hey, Bohemian Rhapsody will give all moviegoers an opportunity to sing along and rock out with the film. Get this, the Golden Globes winning Queen biopic will be released as a sing-along movie in more than 750 theaters this coming Friday. What exactly is a sing-along movie?
Do you remember those sing-along songs, the VHS tapes when it was the Disney?
And they'd have the words at the bottom and like a ball that bounces so you know how to keep rhythm. And we will, right? Will they?
Yeah.
Okay, what a bunch of nerds.
Oh, that's funny.
This is so dumb.
Well, it's kind of, it's a musical, kind of. It's it is a musical.
We all be I mean, you can just sing along in your car if you want or in your shower.
I've got a little silhouette. Oh, that would be so funny.
Oh, my gosh. The film is also being expanded, after it won the Golden Globe for Best Motion Picture. And also, actor Rami Malek took home the Globe for Best Actor for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury.
Kind of shocking, everyone.
Yeah, I know. The film is being expanded. It's already in 1,000 theaters across the country. The non-sing-along version being expanded to over 1,300 on Friday as well. So you won't be able to get away from this film in theaters for quite some time.
I just wait for it to get to Netflix.
$734 million is what it's pulled in worldwide.
That's kind of crazy.
Worldwide.
I wonder if it's the most for a musical or comedy.
Well, it will be probably the most for a sing-along now at this point.
Wow.
My goodness.
You're something else. Do you remember the Disney sing-alongs?
I mean,
the sing-along VHS tapes.
It's hard to forget those.
Those are the bomb. Hey, you know what TV show, while we're on the movie of TV and movies, do you remember the TV show Supermarket Sweep?
Which was basically like Guy's Grocery Games is now. Yes.
So we talk about Guy's Grocery Games sometimes when we do Z News. And I always thought, I wonder what that is. Well, last night it was on.
Triple G. It's Triple legit.
It is.
I love that show.
Yeah. And I thought whenever I was watching it, I'm like, this show reminds me of Supermarket Sweep.
It's basically what it is, only a revamped version. And they actually cook right there then.
Right, they cook it. That's the only difference. But Supermarket Sweep was the bomb. Like, you got to get the turkeys and the hams and the steaks. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. They'd have those old shopping carts and everything else, yeah.
Loved it. That and Shop Till You Drop. Do you remember that show?
Shop Till You Drop, yeah. That was another good one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What were you doing watching Triple G?
Well, I was just looking through the channels trying to fall asleep, and it came on, and I saw Guy Fieri's amazing hair, and I thought, wow, I should definitely check this out.
You know, he's a Golden State Warriors fan, did you know that?
He is. Well, you see, you always ruin it when you find out who they root for.
I guess.
That's how it was with Chris Kale. I liked him so much, and then I found out he liked the Steelers. Like,
You know the Cavs should have won Game 1 of the NBA Finals last year.
Yeah, well.
Just saying.
Look at them now.
11 losses in a row.
Do you think that if we would have won the championship last year, that LeBron would have stayed?
It would have been hard for him to leave, right? I can't.
Right.
I am still so... I'll just put it like it is. It sucks that he's gone. It just sucks every day.
Well, yeah.
Every single day or every other day this time of year at 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. It sucks that he's not.
Right.
I mean,
I did actually. While I was flipping through the channels last night, the Lakers were playing, and I thought, could I watch? Nope, can't do it. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
Although he's still hurt, though, isn't he?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't want to watch.
Pulled a groin muscle, I think.
It was the Cavs, although that's not any fun. They've lost 11 in a row. Like, is that not the worst record in the NBA right now?
No, it is. Yeah, they're 8. No, listen, you want to hear the funniest thing right now?
Is it funny or is it just depressing?
No, I don't know what it is, but listen. The only thing I care about is the Browns seem relevant.
When I woke up this morning,
cool.
I was feeling
that's
pretty
cool
dangerous.
But the Cavs this year have 8 wins, okay?
Wow.
They played 42 games.
Oh, my gosh.
They have 8 wins and 34 losses.
Wait, 8 wins, 34 losses. That's like the Browns record over the past 3 years.
You're funny, Michelle. But it's pretty accurate.
You're right.
Pretty accurate. That was like Hugh Jackson's record. And actually, it didn't have that many wins.
Hey, June, he's going to be the head coach here soon. The Bengals.
Was that revealed yet?
No, but I'm telling you, they're going to totally announce it. I bet you it's announced this week. You think?
I don't know.
What are they thinking down there? Do they not see Browns games? Have they ever heard of the Cleveland Browns? You think?
Well, I mean, listen, they wouldn't have a football team if it weren't for the man who basically founded the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Paul Brown. Then when he got fired, he went down to Cincinnati, started another team, and basically with the same color. That's why the Browns and the Bengals uniforms.
So
yeah, and colors kind of look similar. A little history lesson for you there. Not to get too sportsy-dortsy.
That's all right.
On you this morning.
Well, it kind of plays with the theme today. I mean, we just got that new head coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big day.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. You know, with the Browns, up and down. It's like Cedar Point. It's like a roller coaster ride.
I'm just looking over here staring at my new beautiful coffee mug.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous. Geez.
I just need a moment to reflect.
Where'd you get that?
Where did I get it?
Yeah.
Got it as a Christmas gift.
Aww.
Friend of mine.
Someone knew that you loved that Baker Mayfield.
Listen, I've never had breaking news. Real quick, and then I'll wrap things up. I've never in my entire life had a full-blown man crush.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
But it's pretty darn close right now. It's pretty darn close. There's Chadley, and then there's Baker Mayfield.
How old is Baker? He's in his 20s, right?
23 or 24, something like that.
Lord, he's so young. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Old for a rookie, for rookie standards. For a rookie in the NFL.
Really?
Kind of.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. By like a year or two.
Isn't it crazy how athletes' time span in their profession is so limited? Like, they'll be in their mid-30s and they're like too old for their position.
Right,
and here we are in our almost mid-30s, and we're in the golden age.
We are.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they'll only do that. They'll only play whatever sport they're playing for a short time of their life. They'll spend the more time of their life doing something else than playing, you know what I mean?
Right, except for Tom Brady. Tom Brady, is he 40?
Yeah, that dude's a robot. He's already over 40. I don't know what his plan is, but, so.
Well.
All right. Is that it? Or what are we, Big Z Sports now?
And you.
All right, very cool. We'll do that. Have our own sports talk show. We'll do
it. There you go.
Maybe our own podcast or something.
Okay.
See if I'm allowed back. Lee Bryce on 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy in the morning, all powered by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Remember the all-new revamped WTUZ.com. For streaming, news, stuff from Big Z Sports, the podcast section, auctions, half-off deals, community events. I could go on and on. Click away, all new revamped for you. Brooke is here.
Morning.
Ready for Z News. Good morning to you.
Hello.
It's picture day.
And it's Friday Eve, too.
And it is Friday Eve, indeed. Say cheese, everybody.
Yes.
Or say Z, right? For Z country. Because when you say cheese, it's like cheese or Z. It's like the same thing.
It is.
Make the same face.
You're right.
Do it, everybody. All at once. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Z News. Go ahead.
All right. In this day in history, 1989, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker video was released. He played a superhero in the video, which included a lengthy fantasy segment set to the song Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, that's the first time the moonwalk was thrusted upon us, if you will.
Can you do that? Can you do the moonwalk?
Brooke, I can do things that would blow your mind.
I'm sure. 2009, Fergie of the Black Eyed Peas married actor Josh Duhamel at a vineyard in Malibu, California.
Not anymore, though. Of course, they have
separated, yeah. Yes. And then in 2016, David Bowie died of cancer at the age of 69.
Oh, gosh, like 2 days ago, it would have been his birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see, holidays for today, it's Peculiar People Day.
Why did you pause and look at me, you idiot?
Cut Your Energy Costs Day and Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Houseplants.
Make sure you maybe give your houseplant
You know, my mom used to have house plants all over the place.
Don't they say you're supposed to talk to them?
I don't know. That would be strange.
It would be. Maybe pet them a little bit.
Ma, who are you talking to? Oh, the...
Just the plant.
The fern.
I don't have any house plants because I would kill them. So I don't have a green thumb. Let's put it that way.
Or you're even lucky they let you have kids. Let's put it like that.
Right. On TV today, Kelly Pickler and Ben Aaron of Pickler and Ben will be on Good Morning America. The Big Bang Theory is on at 8. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is on at 9.
On the all-new NBC. Well, NBC's not new, but it used to be on Fox. Then Fox canceled it. And then NBC picked it back up.
Okay. And then Meghan McCain. She's going to be on Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. In country news, Eric Church's 36-year-old brother, Brandon Church, died of consequences of chronic alcoholism, according to an autopsy released late last year. He died on June 29th after suffering 2 seizures.
Yeah, this is sad.
Yeah. Radar Online obtained the autopsy and linked to it. TMZ reported the news on Wednesday. The full toxicology report is also included in the autopsy.
So basically, he was an alcoholic, then tried to quit. Eric Church's brother. And then would binge every now and again, but because he was recovering from alcoholism, would have seizures, and that's eventually what...
Got him. He did actually help Eric Church write some songs.
Did he?
He did. Yeah. All right. So that's sad. Cassidy Pope, she's wasting no time in 2019. She revealed that her new Stages album is coming on February 1st.
Like in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The album also features a few famous friends. Shay Mooney, of course, of Dana Shay, joins her for If My Heart Had a Heart, while Lindsay L., Ray Lynn, and Lauren Elena, they're going to be singing with her on Distracted. So
February's a big month. That album, Florida Georgia Line's new album. Trisha Yearwood has a cover album coming out. Very cool.
So, and then in April, she'll start headlining the CMT Next Women of Country Tour.
Right on.
So she's busy. Busy gal.
Babbling Brook always keeping us in the know. Hey, by the way, next hour, here very soon, we will pick the winner for the Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. $75 to Pam's Posies. In Doverbrook, you should see these lovely photos people sent us of the flowers that they've won.
Good.
We love seeing that. So hopefully we will have another winner here soon. Keyword is Pam's on the text line. You only have a few more minutes or so to enter that. More after this on 99.9. 99.9 WTUZ, Eric McElroy in the morning. That is all for today on a Friday Eve. Congrats again, Connie Bowen, the winner for the Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. $75 to Pam's Posies. Going towards a lovely bouquet of flowers for you, Connie. We'll do it again next Thursday. Tomorrow, it is a Friday, of course. We'll help you kick off the weekend. Chances to win, Bell Stores Marathon gas cards, also Poll Question Friday, and much more. We hope you come along. Podcast section, if you missed any part of today's program. For Michelle Spring, I'm Eric McElroy. Get in touch with us on our social media pages, WTUZ.com, to stay up to date with the latest news, Big Z Sports, community events. Our streaming services are right there. Also, you can text us anytime. And don't forget, links to our station's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages all there at the revamped WTUZ.com. Until tomorrow on a Friday morning, that's when we will chat again.